It's cut on and belted to deep left field. Back goes Mueller, away back to the wall. It's a three-run homer for Hill Hodges. The Dodgers go from bums to kings and win it 4-3.
Come on, Frank, shut up, will you? Jeez, it's 4-3 in the morning.
This game will be rebroadcast at 1200 hours on Armed Forces Radio.
Frank, come on.
Oh, stop dreaming and go back to sleep.
Oh, that makes good nonsense.
Hawkeye.
Yeah?
Wake up, Hawkeye. The stove in our tent went out.
Again?
It's freezing in there.
It's warm in here.
There are four of us.
I know I should have gotten a bigger bed.
Can you people hold it down? I mean, show some consideration.
I don't remember leaving a wake-up scream.
Thanks, Hawkeye. You're the only one who can fix it.
Yeah. BJ? If I'm not back in 5 minutes, don't come and get me.
Good night, Frank!
Here he is, girls. Handy Andy.
Hey, Mr. Fix-It.
Let's hear it for the janitor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Hawkeye. It's freezing.
Well, what do you expect? Springtime in Korea.
You should feel honored. We chose you because you have the best hands in camp.
I try to keep in touch.
Be careful, Hawkeye.
Ah!
Oh! Oh! Oh, knock it off, Pierce.
Oh, get him! Get him! Get him!
Radar, call the 121st evac. I want their ophthalmologist. Tell him we got a boy with flash burns. Major James Overman. Get his keister up here pronto.
Come on, let that slow equipment
in there, quick. Can't see anything.
Now look, you dumb clerk. I'll tell you this once, and I want you to get it straight. This is General Walter O'Reilly, 3 stars and real man. Major Overman isn't over here. By the time they crack my powdered eggs for breakfast, I'll have you digging a latrine for every GI in Korea. You got that? Good.
How's that feel?
Blind.
Okay, Hawkeye, you take it easy for a couple of days. I'll be back Friday.
Listen, one important question. Will I get to keep my nickname?
Let's hope so.
Just wondering if I should rent a seeing eye dog or buy one.
See you Friday. Tell me, Sherm, where is this General O'Reilly?
Who? Oh, well, let me explain.
We're really sorry, Hawkeye.
You don't have to shout. The sides still work.
Sorry.
That's all right. Next time, get a union man.
Hawk, if there's anything you need.
Well, if you're going by the PX, you could get me a coloring book and some crayons.
I think you're sick enough to qualify for the big box. I gotta go.
BJ?
Yeah.
Visit me a couple of 100 times, will you?
At least.
Nurse? Nurse?
What's the matter?
My arm's numb. I think it's asleep.
Well, let me take a look at it, so to speak. Where are you? Is there a doctor in the house?
Now, what is it, Pierce?
Oh, Frank, I'm glad you're here. Go get a doctor.
Now, what are we trying to do with this patient?
Arm wrestle, only I have a slight advantage. His bandage is too tight.
No, I'll take care of that. Now, let's scoot back to our bed, okay? We don't want to bother the other patients now, do we?
Keep it up, Frank. We'll get our nose busted. Somebody will be with you in a minute, okay? Sorry, just bumping through. Claude Rains. I'm Dr. Pierce. Anybody home?
Hi.
Tell me what this says, will you?
You're a real funny man, aren't you?
Come on, fella, give me a break. Can't you see I can't see?
No, I can't.
I'm sorry, what happened?
A grenade. landed 10 feet in front of me. I caught most of the stuff in the face. And you?
I offered a light to a temperamental gas eater. I didn't get your name.
Oh, I'm Tom Straw.
Are you? Hi. Hawkeye Pierce. Where are you from, Tom?
San Francisco.
Beautiful city.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting back and not seeing the Golden Gate.
You trying to depress me?
No, I'm too busy depressing myself.
Look, you're alive. Maybe you should feel lucky.
Do you feel lucky, Hawkeye?
Not lately. What'd you do back in San Francisco?
Taught high school English.
Well, you can still teach. Be grateful you're not an airline pilot or a truck driver.
Or a doctor.
Right.
Pierce, I thought we agreed we were going to stay in our bed.
No, we agreed that we were going to loosen that kid's bandage, did we?
I was on a break.
Burns, I swear I'm a better doctor blind than you are with both eyes. Nurse!
Yes, doctor?
Kelly, help me rebandage that kid down there, and then I want you to fill me in on everybody in here. Frank, you can go back to what you were doing. Nothing. Where is it?
Right.
Colonel, how am I supposed to maintain order in there with Pierce stumbling around trying to help everyone? The nurses can't take a temperature without reporting to him first, and he's always touching them.
Disgraceful.
Boy, he's got no business being in there if he's sick. I suggest we ship him back to the 121st.
Why?
Well, I'm sure he'd be a lot more comfortable.
I appreciate your concern. You're right. He should be moved.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't think it's necessary to take him any farther than the swamp.
But I...
And to avoid the inevitable argument, dismissed.
And the rest of the family is doing fine. Sandy Falcon, I think.
Yeah.
Asked about you. She still sweats. No, that's... She's still sweet on you. Who is Sandy Falcon?
A girl who used to dip my pigtails in the inkwell. So obnoxious, she was voted most likely to marry out of her species.
Take care, son. We're really...
Hold it, Raider. I'm ready to try again.
Oh, sir.
Come on, I think I can do it this time. Come on.
Okay. Here. One, two.
Get out of my life.
So do I have to chase him again?
Nah, let him lay there until they get it right. Finish reading the letter.
Yes, sir. Take care, son. We're connecting the dogs.
That's counting the days, dude. All right.
We're counting the days. All my love, Major Burns.
What?
Major Burns is coming this way.
Pierce, you disgust me.
That's right, Frank. I disgust you with everyone I know. They all think you're disgusting.
Handicapped people usually know how to act properly.
Oh, come on, Frank. I'm just trying to keep busy. Look, I even made your bunk.
That's a good job, Pierce. But it's not regulation. The U.S. goes on the outside of the blanket.
I wore this with just you in mind.
You make me want to throw up.
See, it pays to dress.
Did you really make Major Burns' bunk?
Why not? I'm used to short sheeting in the dark.
It's me, Corporal Klinger.
I heard the hair on your legs rustling.
Hey, Hawk, it's okay if I go over to the mess tent. They got fried shrimp for lunch, but you gotta be one of the first six guys in line.
Bon appetit.
That mean yes?
Yes, yes.
How you doing, Captain?
I feel as good as I look. Hey, Klinger. Silk, right?
Always bright and breezy. Listen, Captain, I brought you something.
Good. Never sit on the edge of the bed and tell me when you're gone.
Sorry, sir. All I got for you is this. In case you ever need us, just toot. Ah!
Perfect.
It was either that or a howitzer.
I can't get my lips around the howitzer.
Ah! Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Works like a charm. Winger, would you like to escort me to the art museum?
We don't have an art museum.
Then I'll settle for the latrine.
Your limo awaits.
Lead on, McDuff.
Don't hit that.
I'm sorry.
Low bridge. We're outside.
Uh-huh. I bet we're drawing stares from all the other couples.
I look fabulous, but you look a trifle frumpy in your fatigues.
You never look better to me.
Here we are. Need any help in there?
Not since I was two.
Watch your step.
Corporal Klinger,
Ma'am.
Colonel Potter wants to see you on the double. He needs your help to pick out a present for his wife.
I'm kind of busy, Major.
Are you disobeying an order?
All right, Major, but you'll have to stay here and wait for Captain Pierce.
Very well.
Oh, Margaret.
That's very good.
It's your perfume. Moon over Fort Dix.
It's Forbidden Furlough. Where do you want to go?
Mess tent. Then after that, we can go over to your place and play Blind Man's Bluff.
Savage.
I'll hear you in my dream. In my dream.
Here, you take him.
Right away, Margaret.
I bet I'm the only hot potato in this entire tent.
Here you go, Hawk.
Oh, how convenient. It's in Braille.
Now, let me tell you what they got.
No, let me guess. Cream spinach.
Incredible. You can smell it?
No, I can hear it.
Try a little of that.
Last week's bread?
Close. This week's meatloaf. What you don't eat, they drop on the North Koreans.
Dodgers are down to their last strike as Hodges waits for the 2-2 pitch. Bagley delivers. Just inside.
Those Giants stink. I think the Dodgers will win. Oh, what's so funny?
Sir, the Giants got him 3-1. All they need is one more out.
Oh, well, do you guys ever bet on these things?
Okay, 3-1 Giants, 2 outs, 2-1, bottom of the 9, 3-1 Hodges. Bagley deals, gets cut off. Back goes Mueller, away back to the wall. It's a 3-run homer for Gil Hodges. The Dodgers go from bums to kings.
Thanks, suckers.
Very good, Frank. I bet he could have called that one in his sleep. Colonel, have I ever told you about our world-famous Crabapple Cove Lobster Festival?
Radar. Go ahead, Hawkeye. I'm listening.
For 2 days and 2 nights, 3,000 people do nothing but drink beer and gorge themselves on the biggest, reddest, juiciest lobsters you've ever seen. And then at sunset... Hello, Radar. The boats start coming in.
Hold the boats. Radar, what's this requisition for 300 rubber gloves?
We're almost out, sir. On New Year's Eve, we used them for balloons.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one year it got so cold, we bundled up in rubber gloves.
Right, Hawk. Get me that requisition for blankets, Radar.
Yes, sir, right away.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, the lobster festival.
Right. One year, I went down to a deserted cove with three baskets and a little homewrecker named Sharon. Sharon, share alike, we called her. We were there for 4 days. Never got to the lobster. Colonel! Radar?
Oh, son, I'm sorry. I thought I'd only be out for a second.
Forget it. I just got a little nervous. It would have been worse if you were here and snoring.
Okay, this is Radar O'Reilly speaking to you now.
Uh-huh. How'd you like to take me for a little walk, Radar?
Want to hit some more golf balls?
No, post-op.
Okay.
Colonel, I'll be back later to tell you the story about the two priests and the mule. You'll get a kick out of it.
Door's always open.
I hope so, otherwise I'll break my nose. Radar, how'd you like to get your money back with Major Burns?
Is this doing something sneaky?
Of course.
Oh, boy. Here's the bedpost.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Radar. It's been wonderful traveling with you.
Will you be needing me anymore, sir?
No, but if you're ever in town again, I'll give you a call. Chief?
Yeah?
How's the straw kid doing?
Okay. We're about to send him down to the 121st.
I want to see him.
Right away. Mr. Straw.
Yes?
I have here Hawkeye Pierce, new boy in your English class.
Yes, Pierce. Third row, second seat, big mouth.
The very same. How you doing, Tom?
Not very well. I tried to write a letter to my wife this morning. I only got as far as Dear Marilyn.
Try Darling, I'm Coming Home. She'll be thrilled.
How thrilled will she be when I tell her the rest?
Don't sell her short.
Captain, which one is Straw T.S., Lieutenant?
Right here.
Moving out, sir.
Moving out. I'd like you to write to me, Hawkeye.
Only if you promise not to send the letters back corrected.
It's a deal. I really want to know how things turn out for you.
Thanks.
Give my regards to Mill Valley.
And remember me to Union Square.
So long, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beach, let's get in the Jeep and go for a ride. You drive.
Okay.
All right, I'll drive.
Look, will you settle down for 5 minutes? Sit down. I know what you're trying to do, and I know how you feel.
No, I don't think you do.
You don't want to think about what might happen, so you keep running.
No, that's not it. That's not it. No. Look, when Dr. Overman comes in here and unwraps my package, I hope to God I'll have my sight back, but something fascinating's been happening to me.
What's that, Huck?
One part of the world is closed down for me, but another part is opened up. Sure, I keep picturing myself sitting on a corner with a tin cup selling thermometers, but I'm going through something here I didn't expect. This morning I spent 2 incredible hours listening to that rainstorm. And I didn't just hear it, I was part of it. I bet you have no idea that rain hitting the ground makes the same sound as steaks when they're barbecuing. Or that thunder seems to echo forever. And you wouldn't believe how funny it is to hear somebody slip and fall in the mud. It had to be burned. Beach, this is full of trapdoors, but I think there may almost be some kind of advantage in this. I've never spent a more conscious day in my life.
All right, Pierce. This area has been deemed off limits to personnel in your condition, and I'm giving you 1 minute to clear out, starting now.
Frank.
55 seconds and counting.
Frank, do us a favor and defect.
All right, that's it, mister. No more chances. Orderly?
All right, Frank, here we go. This is your one chance for a fair fight.
Oh, you asked for it, Pierce.
I can take you with both eyes tied behind
easy,
my back.
Easy.
Who's this?
It's me.
Yeah, where's Frank?
Abel, nurse, Abel. Do me a favor, get him out of here, will you?
Say something, Frank, so I'll know where to spit.
Who's this?
It's Abel.
He's lucky you stepped in.
You're lucky I didn't let him kill you.
Girls, we have company.
Oh, hi, Hawkeye.
At ease, smoke him if you got him.
Gotta be Bigelow.
How'd you know?
Never mind.
What can we get for you, Hawkeye?
I just had it a second ago.
Listen, could he come back in a little while? I was going to undress and take a shower.
Well, don't let me stop you. I won't see anything. And you can throw me out if I so much as drool.
Go on.
That's one.
Well, I can't do it with him in here.
Well, come on, Lieutenant. He can't see anything.
Okay, Hawkeye. But no more comments. It's no good.
You want more sacks?
Oh, come on. You gotta get out of here.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Chopper's coming.
It's a pleasure working in here today, sir.
How so, Major?
Well, we're busy. Lots of casualties.
Terrific.
And no sign of Pierce.
Party's over, Frank.
Sir, isn't it against regulations to have a blind man in surgery?
Ask Captain Pierce. He's chief surgeon.
Be nice, Frank. I'll let you sign my face.
Boy here took a bullet in the abdomen.
And what are the damages?
Not too serious. Lacerated iliac artery. Clamp.
Huh. Wonder what the patient would think if he woke up and saw me standing over him.
He'd know he was in the army. Clamp.
Beach, you ought to sit back sometime and listen to the war. It sounds as bad as it looks.
Are you ready to close, Doctor?
Was that intestine perforated? I'm getting a whiff of bowel.
I ran it. It was okay, but I wanted to check it again. You're right. There's a small nick. Who was that masked man?
Indians lead it 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth. One out, and the Yanks ready to get something going here. Rizzuto steps back in. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. 0-2 to Rizzuto. Big Bob Lemon goes into his windup. Here comes the pitch. Line drive, base hit to left. How about that? Listen to that crowd. It's 5-4 Indians. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Coming up for the Yankees, Gil McDougal.
Red Hot, get your Red Hot peanuts here. Goulash.
Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Infield looks for a bunt.
Please say, can't you and me now? Hey, Bert, and him at it. Get up, Indian.
Wind up and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Wait a minute. He caught part of it. Ball rolls out to short.
Picked up. Over to second. Back to first. Double play. Cleveland wins it 5-4.
That score again. Cleveland 5, Yankees 4. That'll do it for tonight. This is Brian Moxie signing off. This program will be repeated at 1200 hours on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Sorry I was late, Hawkeye. I couldn't get a chopper.
That's all right. I was just sitting around listening to myself sweat.
Now, Hawkeye, shade your eyes. Now, open them slowly. Well?
5, right?
Yeah.
They work.
Here's the results of yesterday's game. Yanks 8, Indians 1. For those who'd like to collect, Major Burns is in post-op.
Well, that score can't be right. I listened to the game and...
Major.
Oh, Bob, you want my $10 now?
You put the bank.
Thanks.
Thanks, Major.
Thanks, Jim.
That compound is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Congratulations, Hawkeye. You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, I got lucky twice. First, I got the chance to see without my eyes, and then I got them back.
Come on, you guys! Come on, wait a minute!
Nurses?
Hawkeye, what happened?
Temporary relapse. They were working okay this morning, and then they went.
Oh.
Well, it's not permanent. The doctor says they'll be okay in a few days.
You poor guy.
Well, what can I tell you, girls? I need all the sympathy I can get.
Well, is there something we can do?
No, you just go ahead and do whatever you were doing. You know, set your hair, iron your undies, get undressed.
Oh, isn't it awful? A relapse.
Maybe we could cure it.
How?
I don't think I should have done that.
Ouch!
Watch it, watch it, watch the eyes now. Watch it.